please let me know. Otherwise, I'll just turn it back to you. There are others waiting, I'm sure. WN4V in South Florida, go ahead.
Node 5. 1,
WN4V
2,
is
5,
this
3,
is Victor
7,
Alpha 3,
timeout.
Echo Whiskey Victor. Again, Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor. The name is Ernest. Echo Alpha Romeo, November Echo Sierra Tango. Yeah, it's good to have you out there from Florida coming in. Nice signal here. And I'm in St. Andrews, West Ontario. Good to have you out there. Go ahead.
Victor Alpha 3, what is this, Echo Whiskey, WN4V. We are just enjoying the afternoon right now. And was there a question of the day?
Yes, there were two topics today, short topics. We've had a lot of severe weather here, abnormally severe here in my area, near Cornwall, Ontario. From the upper part of New York, we're just across the border there, from the upper part of New York, Messina, New York, I think it is. And what I used to worry about with the water and the wind and stuff like that, we didn't have that much. And this year, it's been so much, I've lost a guideline on one of my vertical antennas there. Have to go repair that. And I had some water get into some cables that I never had happen before either. So we just had so much rain. So, and then the other topic was, I do a lot of recording my own activations and stuff like that to put them on YouTube. And a fellow mentioned that he was not happy with that because he just wasn't happy with it. So I was doing my own recording of my own activation, and he happened to be on the video there, and he got a hold of me to tell me about that. So I don't know. So the question was, have you had any severe weather that's been affecting your equipment? Also, do you have lightning arrests or stuff like that? Or I'm going to ask you another question. Do you have any issues with someone else doing any recording to put it on YouTube, and you might be on it? Back over to you.
I don't really have any issues with recordings on YouTube. I don't know why anybody would want to put one from with me if it mattered on it. I don't know. My wife takes on YouTube quite a bit. She's from the Philippines, and she watches Filipino TV and Filipino drama, Chinese drama. And as far as equipment goes, the weather, I can't get into it because I don't have anything out of doors. I'm only on 70 centimeters and 2 meters right now. When we move away from this area, perhaps I'll 40 meters CW. Hope that answers your question, and good afternoon to everybody, and thank you for letting me check in. Back to you.
Sure does. Thank you so much for being out there and getting another one in the log. We'll pick it up now with number 9, Alpha 3, Victor Alpha Tango. Niner Alpha 3, Victor Alpha Tango. Go ahead.
Well, good evening to everyone. Good day, everyone. This is 9 Alpha 3, Victor Alpha Tango from Croatia. So, yeah, I want to check in. I came from my day shift. I worked as first responder in Croatia. Here is summer is on the top. Soon will be autumn. So yeah, enjoying in the evening. And that's it. Back to you, Mike.
I'm telling you, it is very exciting to hear a station in from Croatia, and you're a first responder as well. We do a lot of practicing up our way with what we call ARES, A-R-E-S, which is one of Amateur Radio Emergency Services. We have a new one that I'm getting involved in, ACS, and getting some training soon on that. But we do a lot of practicing. I guess you guys get a lot of action with your emergency services. Is that correct? Have you had to use any of your emergency services for amateur radio? Over.
Well, thank you for that question. Yes, I try to connect my colleagues with. I try to connect my colleagues with one application for talking. It's named Zello. To just have a basic communication with telephone. We use shortwave for check-in in morning and in the evening with our vehicles. We also have DMR radios like Motorola and Tetra. We're using Tetra system. It's encrypted. So, yeah, trying to be better at our service and trying to bring the communication with stations however I can to improve our community. Back to you, Mike.
That folks, I had lost the program there for a second, but we're definitely back. With that, the little software I was using, IAXRPG, actually went on the blink there for a second. But I'm back in the chat. Thank you, from Croatia, for coming in there and helping us out today and getting on the net. Okay, we're going to take more calls. Please come now. This is Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor with the Trans-Canada Net.
Echo 5, Alpha Romeo Juliet, Arden, Saskatoon. Victor Echo 5, Alpha Romeo Juliet, Arden, Saskatoon.
Okay, we got Art out there, Victor Echo 5, Alpha Romeo Juliet, in Saskatoon. Do we have any other stations we should check in before we pick it up with Art? Please come now.
Mike 7 Hotel at 3
Alpha. 3, Romeo Foxtrot India, Dale in Hamilton. Victor Alpha 3, Romeo Foxtrot India.
Victor Echo 6, Delta Zulu, Gary in Edmonton. The 6, Delta Zulu.
Okay, we got a few stations there really quickly there. We had a Mike 7 Hotel station, didn't get the rest of the call sign. Then we got Dale, Victor Alpha 3, Romeo Fox, India, and Gary, the Danger Zone, V6DZ. The Mike 7 Hotel Station, come again, please. Okay, might have missed the call sign on that. Did we get Victor Echo 5 Alpha Romeo Juliet? Because I lost my place there when the system went down on me. Have we already taken Victor Echo 5 Alpha Romeo Juliet? Go ahead. Let me correct myself. The system didn't crash. My side crashed. So nothing wrong with the system. Okay. Victor Alpha 3, Romeo Fox India. Victor Alpha 3, Romeo Fox India. Go ahead.
Good day to everyone on net. And hello, Ernest. This is VA3 RFI. And to answer the two questions of the day, firstly, on the west end of Lake Ontario here in Hamilton, it's a cool and rainy day, but nothing severe happening. And I'm fairly new to the amateur radio hobby, and haven't had any negative effects from weather on my equipment as of yet, but I'm sure I'll end up learning very quickly over the winter here. And in terms of amateurs recording and putting the recordings on YouTube, I had a positive experience with that, wherein before I was licensed, I was able to catch some of the local nets that were streaming on YouTube, and by being able to communicate through the chat there, that was kind of my foot in the door and incentive to get licensed. So I actually really enjoyed that aspect of it. That's it for me. Back to net control. Thanks for doing the net, Ernest. This is VA3 RFI.
VA3 RFI the net, Victor Alpha 3 Echo Whiskey Victor returning. You know, that is true. There are a lot of people. I have a YouTube channel on the air with VA3EWV, and over my 3 years of having my license, I too have seen people watching me on the YouTube there. Kids, adults, the folks in university, things like that, that saw me in and around my work and used to live in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. The capital, our capital here, and they were watch what I was doing. It drew interest, see me out in the park, and then I had people reach out to me and say, "Okay, I was watching your YouTube thing, and I got my license now too." So that's pretty cool. I was never a very technical person, so I do have buddies of mine that are always putting up YouTube videos, but it's always how to's and things like that. How to program a radio or how to build an antenna and all that type of stuff. That's not me. I record my own net. I have a Friday night net every Friday at 8 o'clock on All-Star Net Only. So I do that. I record that. And if I go out in the field and I do any outdoor operations, a lighthouse on the air, parks on the air, whatever on the air, I'll record that. And but now I started telling people, hey, I record these sections, right? So there you go. Thank you so much. I'm glad you had a positive experience. Let's pick it up with our buddy here, the E6 Danger Zone Delta Zulu. Gary, go ahead. How are you today?
Oh, no, I'm doing too bad. It's been kind of an interesting summer. At least the weather has kind of calmed down here as far as the big storms and rains. It's kind of pretty much heading towards that fall season. We're getting a fair bit of early leaves turning already. So, you know, it's kind of, might be a short summer, a long winter this coming winter. The weather turning already, you know. So, in any event, yesterday I went and went with my little doggy and a friend there over to the Edmonton Fringe Festival and stuff, and had a great time there for a few hours and enjoyed the day. It was a perfect day. The sun wasn't beating down. It was a little overcast. It was warm, but it wasn't a slight breeze, so everything was pretty much right on the mark. So other than that, I'm enjoying my summer. That's why I don't get on the air much in summertime anymore, because I'm busy doing outside, having outside fun. So with that, want to wish everybody a happy rest of your summer. Y'all take care.
Five, three,
enjoy life.
Seven,
enjoy